Hi, welcome to Love Saranghae with Peter and Andrea. In the next 30 minutes, we'll take you on a journey into the exciting world of entrepreneurship, relationships, and the secrets behind achieving that coveted glow. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the Love Saranghae podcast with your host, Peter.
And Andrea.
My name is Peter, and I spent the last 8 years as the co-founder and CEO of Saranghae and Aurora Skin Science, building one of the fastest growing Korean skincare brands in North America. I've run ultra marathons, I climb mountains, but most rewarding role is raising two awesome kids with my wife and co-founder, Andrea Murad.
And I'm Andrea Murad, and I'm the co-founder and chief brand officer of Saranghae and Aurora. I'm a best-selling author, a former elementary school teacher of 15 years, and a mentor to female entrepreneurs looking for infinite expansion within their businesses and personal lives.
This podcast was created at the request of our customers. We get questions all the time about how we get started, how we start our Saranghae, and how we work together as business and life partners, and how we juggle it all. So this podcast was created to share with you all.
So, but the million-dollar question here I have for you anyway, Peter, is what made you say yes, and why now? I've had this podcast idea forever, not for me to do it, but for you to do it, and every time I would share it with you, you would say, absolutely not. What changed?
Well, you kept pestering me. So I finally said yes. I'm just kidding.
That is a strategy.
It is. I think for the longest time, sharing my personal story with complete strangers scared the living heck out of me. And I'm still not all that comfortable with it. But there are things I do love to talk about. So like things like mountaineering, training for my 100K ultra, and being a dad are something I'm very passionate about. And as we kind of sort of hashed this out, I realized that my love for those subjects was greater than the fear I had for the podcast. And like you mentioned, you know, if somebody could listen to this podcast and figure out how to survive a night on the mountain because they got some tips from me, hey, that's what it's all about.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that you were having some fear around sharing your life. You never shared that with me before.
Nobody likes to be judged, not even me.
No judgment. No judgment on this podcast.
So, Andrea, what are you most excited about sharing with the community?
I think I'm most terrified more than excited, as you said earlier. This is definitely out of my comfort zone. But the one thing that sticks out to me is when I took over Aurora, I was really scared and alone, and I knew that I couldn't fail. I didn't have a backup plan. This was the backup plan. And I was looking for anyone to look up to and someone who's been there, done that. And I did eventually find a community of women, female entrepreneurs, who were doing the things that I wanted to do. So me being here now and sharing our story, my hope is that somebody who's thinking about starting a business, either alone or with their partner, might hear our story and feel inspired and feel empowered to do it too.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to going deep. Most of our customers and listeners have never had the opportunity to understand what it's like to formulate products, what it's like to sit at the negotiating table with Korean suppliers, or what it's like to eat live octopus with hot sauce. So we've got some interesting and funny stories about navigating through the world of K-beauty, multiple cultures, raising kids, and doing some great things with one's loved ones. Let's end this by asking a few quick questions. What is your proudest moment, Andrea?
Honestly, my proudest moment within the business is bringing Aurora back to life. It's my favorite story to tell. And if you stay tuned for episode one, you'll hear it.
That's a good one.
If you could go back in time, Peter, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
I would tell myself to bring my wife into the company sooner. Yes.
You mean that?
I do. I really do. That and in a sort of the same vein, I think I would definitely focus on taking care of the customers, focus more on the customers than focusing on the system. Trying to focus on, you know, how do we automate this and how do we app this and how do we program this? No, I think if I had to do it all over again, it would be How do I take care of the customer, our customers? How do I broaden our relationships? How do I build a community? That's what I would do.
And is that what you tell your 20-year-old self?
Yeah, because that advice can actually permeate in everything that we do, right? So focus on people.
So focus on people, exactly.
Yeah, and not on code.
Less about systems and
exactly.
Data points.
Last question for you. What advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur, especially female?
Ooh, I think the best advice I would give someone who is starting out would be to start hanging out in rooms where people are doing the things you aspire to do. Always be the smallest fish in the room and find a community of big thinkers and even bigger achievers.
That's nice.
And your last question. This is my favorite question. What's the most delicious thing that you ate in Korea?
The live octopus with hot sauce.
No.
You eat it while it's still living and it like gets caught on your throat. No, it's a real thing. Actually, no,
joking.
That's not my... It's a real
joking.
Thing. It is, but I don't eat it. I think it's disgusting.
Okay.
So my favorite is the kimchi wangmandu. And Koreans would know what I mean. It's the kimchi king dumplings. It's the
Ooh.
Best dumplings you can find, in my opinion, in
are
the world.
Are they
it's
steamed dumplings?
They are steamed dumplings. They are, and they're the size of softballs. And if you go to a place called, I believe, Dongdaemun, Namdaemun, I think it's called, which is called the South Gate, there's a number of vendors there that sell dumplings. And this one place sells them. It's so good. Like, it's run by like four ladies who are in their 70s. And it's absolutely delicious. Yeah.
I love that.
It's really good. That's it. Okay. Should we end this off?
But you're going to have to take me to Korea then. I haven't been yet. And I run a Korean company. Amazing.
Yes. Yes, we shall.
That'll be an episode down the road. With that, we hope we'll see you soon. Here's a few excerpts of our upcoming episode.
And that's when we came to a conclusion that I think it was better to simply shut down the company than to keep burning money going forward. So that was like the genesis of that conversation.
Story.
Yeah.
But I wasn't having it.
We learned a lot.
At all. Yeah. I was just like, I don't know how. I mean, I don't have a business degree. I'm a teacher. I'm not really sure how I'm going to get this thing going, but I'm going to get it going. But Peter and I had a deal. Do you remember the deal?
What's the deal?
The deal was, if I take over Aurora, you can't tell me what to do.
That was the deal, yes. That
and
was
your
deal
from your side was, we have no money.
Yeah.
So don't ask me for any.
That's true. And it worked out fantastic well because, you know, our business for the longest time was understanding how to market the product online, especially Facebook and Meta.
Right.
And as Meta and Facebook changed the algorithm, it kind of cut us out. Small businesses like us became too expensive for us to advertise. And Andrea's decision to focus more on customer service, focusing on individual customers one at a time, relationships.
Yeah, relationships were my thing. I'm a very good connector, and I learned that around that time. So that was my strength, and that was how I started, with just introducing the products, talking about them, sharing them, gifting them.
And, you know, my first inclination was that it's not scalable, that this type of work is not scalable for an eight-figure company at the time. But I've learned since then that it is not only does it not matter, it is imperative to a company like us to communicate and connect with our community and our customers. So that's what we've been doing lately with actually really good
that
success.
That is our focus this year and onward, is to be more visible. And that is one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast as well, is because we want you to see us and to know us and to see a friend in us. Like, we're here for you and we're here to answer your questions and to help you solve your problems, skincare and other. I think the big key word is communication. I think especially our younger selves, we're not as like, you're 8 years older than I am, so you're ahead of that game by a lot of years than I was. But when I think about communication, I think that was the hardest part for me in every relationship. I was always afraid to know what the other person was thinking, so I never asked. And I never wanted to share what I was thinking, so I put it away. And they never worked out. And that is probably a big reason why. Yeah. Being afraid of the outcome and not being honest with yourself and the other person is such a big thing. And speaking to our sunscreen, the Let's Get Physical Sheer UV Defense. Someone asked why it becomes liquidy. Can you speak to that?
Yes. So the zinc oxide is a mineral, and the mineral sits on top of the skin. That means that it does not absorb into any kind of liquid. So what happens is, over time, if it sits on the shelf, especially after it's been opened, the mineral will separate out from the liquid and settle to the bottom. So so what you need to do is very shake well, shake the SPF really, really well before use. Now, there is a point when the sunscreen becomes expired, or it'll become really, really liquidy. It'll probably smell different. It may even have a different color. At that point, that sunscreen it's expired. It may still even give you SPF protection, right? But you just don't want to take the chance.
No.
For $20, $30, $40. So throw it
not
out.
Not with it. Not
yeah,
with
throw it,
it
out.
That but point, throw it out.
General rule
so
of thumb.
So we're looking for smell. Mm-hmm. We're looking for color change. And we're looking for, if it's very, very liquidy and it's not thickening up even after vigorous shaking. Those three things together are the signs that it's time to get something.
Yeah. So one last point. There is a difference in expiry date between products that have not been opened and products that have been opened. And we all know this.
Point.
Yeah. We all know this as a skincare aficionados. Anytime you get oxygen or any kind of atmosphere into the formula, it's going to degrade the formula faster.
So in other words, when it's open, oxygen can
exactly
the product. Yeah.
So general rule of thumb is unopened products, SPF will last anywhere from 2 to 3 years. Open products will probably last you less than a year. So if once you open it, you got to use it that season. You should use it that season.
Thanks for listening to Love Sarangay with us, Peter and Andrea. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our show. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and share this podcast with someone you think would love it. Until next time, love yourself, love one another, and love the world.